Well, Ollie, you scored 3 goals away from home. You end up with no points and no shortage of talking points.
No, it's kind of hard game to try and put your finger on. You know, in the last 10 minutes, Bray could have run riot, without doubt. I felt at the first half we played quite well. We created a lot of chances. I spoke to Andy Butler, the referee, and I found the free kick, the penalty, very, very harsh to put them 2-0 up. But that's not an excuse. Don't get me wrong, though. I'm not trying to make excuses. We still got back from 2-2 to 2-1. We didn't deal with a corner kick that I think Aaron Green got to put us back to 3-1. We got back to 3-2, and then, look, we made a brutal mistake. You know, you could argue that he stopped the game at the end for a head collision. He didn't stop it for the... But we made mistakes, and we got paid. We paid very dearly for it. Positives? Created a hell of a lot of chances, you know, that we didn't do for long periods last year. But obviously the defensive side of it, we have a hell of a lot to do, Chris, you know.
I don't think anyone was expecting such an open game.
No, we were expecting this to be a tight game, that we knew that Bray would have more possession with the quality they have. Look, Bray are a proper team, that they can play, they can set pieces, are excellent, they can bully you, they can do a lot. They're a proper side. I thought we gave them a run for the money. Obviously the 2 goal start that they got, we kind of handed it to them, or maybe somebody helped them hand it. But we'd no problem in the last 15 minutes. They opened us up and could have scored a lot more.
And plus points, Kieran O'Connor, certainly an impressive display by him. And Harry Doherty came on as goalkeeper and made a number of really top drawer saves.
Yeah, there's positives, without doubt, there's positives in there. You know, we came up here last year and lost 1-0 from the free kick. Connor Kenneth scored, and you know, we created very little. Tonight we created bucket loads, but unfortunately we gave away a bucket loads of chances at the end as well, at the other end.
And you mentioned this last week, at the end of the day you've got no points, so it rolls on the next week and you have to get something out of the next game.
Well, come here, you have to try and get something out of every game. You know, do you have to get something from the next game? You don't even know later on in the season. But look, we came here fully prepared and we felt that we had a chance of getting something out of it. We knew we'd be under pressure, without doubt. No, we didn't expect a 5-3 scoreline. We certainly didn't expect to hand them a 2-goal lead, or, as I said earlier in the conversation, maybe a helping hand in it. But to be fair to Bray, they were a proper side.
And just Danny Morrissey, the fact he was on the bench, would he have started had he been fully match fit?
Danny Morrissey is a long way off match fitness. We took him with us. He's very much part of our group. But no, Danny at no stage was going to be available for today. You know, we did take him to see in the warm-up, was there any chance that he would make it? And no, he while he was on the team sheet, he was never going to come on that pitch today.